Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2017, the first edition of Tuesday Night Jaw on the Distraction Pieces Network with me, Jim Smallman, of the year. Hi. It's kind of a little one this week. Apologies for no podcast for the last couple of weeks. It's been dead busy. It's been Christmas. And I've had loads of stuff on, as well as, obviously, being a dad. That's why I am currently, you can hear some background noise, in my kitchen, with a dishwasher on, because it's the only room I can do this recording in without waking up baby Claudio. So, hi, welcome to my kitchen. So, what I've done for this week is, I chatted to a few people. We're going to do a proper Tuesday Night Jaw 2016 retrospective with myself and Scroobius Pip and a couple of other guests. Got a couple of really good guests lined up, where we'll basically sit in the studio, have a chat, review the year, pick our favourite things, our least favourite things, all that sort of stuff. So we will do that. Also, next week, I suspect it'll be next week's show, will be a roundtable discussion of Wrestle Kingdom, which is this Wednesday. Wednesday morning, if you're up on your Japanese time and you're in the United Kingdom like myself. So, I mean, do watch Wrestle Kingdom. If you weren't planning on watching it, watch it either live, if you'd like me and don't have a normal job, or you know, watch it on New Japan's on-demand service, which is New Japan World. Watch it. Oh, God, watch it, because it'll be great. It's the Japanese equivalent of WrestleMania, and it'll be awesome. There's so many great matches on there. And obviously, our own Will Ospreay is over there competing on said show, so make sure you check it out. But that'll probably be next week's show. We'll be a roundtable. Then we'll have a retrospective of 2016, and obviously it's Royal Rumble this month as well. So we'll have a big Royal Rumble special that will come out right at the end of January, possibly the first day of February. I don't know how the calendar works. I know when we're recording it, but I don't know when it'll go out. So that's all to come. But this episode, I was backstage at Progress on Friday. We had a show called Unboxing Live, which was a mystery show. And I chatted to a few people involved in the show, a few people who just happened to be at the show. And just thought I'd get their thoughts on 2016, their favourite match of the year that they were involved in, their favourite match of the year that they watched, and just something about 2016 that they enjoyed. So have a bit of a listen. There's some pretty cool guests on there. Only a few. I wanted to interview absolutely everybody, but I ran out of time because it turns out promoting a show is hard. So have a listen, and just let me know what you think. As always, you can get in touch on Twitter at Jim Smallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw. And don't forget, point people at this podcast, jimsmallman.com/TNJ. That's how people learn about it. That's how people subscribe to it. and if you happen to have already subscribed, then leave a review on iTunes and stuff like that. Really helps me out. So do all that stuff. jimsmallman.com/TNJ, at jimsmallman on Twitter. Use the hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw. Listen to everything on the Distraction Pieces Network because it's all awesome. And I'll see you at the end. Also, we were backstage at a show, so the sound's a bit over the place, all over the place. And occasionally someone else in the room will chip in and stuff like that. Just roll with it. It's all cool. All right, I'll see you at the end. Glenn Joseph, business partner, mate, commentator for Progress, Buddy Holly, yeah. Buddy Holly man. You're not an impersonator because you're playing a role.
Yeah, I get annoyed if somebody calls me an impersonator. Impersonators do work in men's clubs or stars in their eyes.
You ever done a work in men's club?
Yes.
So, the same question I'm going to ask everybody today. You're not a wrestler, so I can't... The first one has to be amended for you. So, your favourite match that you've commentated on this year? I'm going to presume at Progress, unless you're moonlighting and working elsewhere, you charlatan.
Well, yeah. was Matt Riddle versus Will Ospreay. Because it was just an amazing sprint, and I did lots of high-pitched squealing. And from the very first few seconds of that match, I just went, oh God, this is going to be amazing. And it continued to be.
So you're up on stage at Progress Shows in Ballroom. So you witnessed the moment where Matt Riddle came out, and I estimate out of 700 people, maybe 250 people knew who he was before.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because he's not... I mean, he's going to be.
There was about 500 people there who probably didn't know of... Well, knew of him, but had never...
Yeah, not to the level that we do as nerds, right? He walks out on the stage, and you can hear everyone in the venue go, oh, hang on.
Whoa!
It's like, oh, he's an action figure.
He is, yeah.
He's a walking action figure.
He's a symmetrical Greek god.
He is. And a lovely guy.
He is absolutely lovely, yeah. And then he posts pictures of himself in his underpants on Twitter, and I'm like...
Yeah. I told him the other day, I tweeted him and told him to stop going to the gym. Because it's embarrassing for the rest of us.
Yeah, he should just maybe stop being so handsome. Matt Riddle versus Will Ospreay.
And I'm going to make, for everyone else, it can be a Progress match if they want, but not for you, to vary it up. So, your favourite match that you've watched this year?
I think that you should always get a big reaction out of a match. That's what I want. I want a moment. So it's Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, because I genuinely stood in my living room going, "They did what?"
Yeah, me too.
And it was just, I don't really care about. You can get dropped on your head 40 times in a match, but I cared more about two spears, a jackhammer, and a whoa moment. So that was that's why.
And finally, non-wrestling.
Yes.
Your favourite thing of 2016? It could be anything. Anything at all. It could be something you've done. It could be a film. It could be anything.
I'm back on tour with Buddy at the moment, which starts again in Southampton, January the 10th, Mayflower, buddythemusical.com, for tickets. And
it is the well-known wrestling podcast / 1950s-based musical crossover.
There's a lot, you'd be surprised.
I know.
Somebody too sweeted me in the front row once.
That's amazing.
Yeah, as I went off stage.
Thanks for that.
that was during Panto last year. My favourite thing this year, at the very beginning of the year, was doing Panto with Vern Troyer, which was the maddest thing, because he was just a lovely man, and I was just like, I go to
you
work.
You tried to get into a Progress show, didn't you?
And yeah, he loves wrestling.
It didn't quite line up.
It was just because of the dates, but yeah, he absolutely loves wrestling. And what was it? Probably when I tore my trousers clean open in the arse and Buddy. That was my favourite moment this year. Was having to think on the fly to go, how do I get through the rest of this gig without anybody seeing my arse? And also, what underpants do I have on?
That was if, what was if any.
I was going to say, because if I had, and it's only ever happened once when I forgot my stage pants that I had no underwear on during Buddy, but yeah, I honestly, that would have been the weirdest thing. And having to do the back bends and the jumps was weird, and yeah, that stuck out as a moment.
What I love is, our business partner, John Briley, has walked into the room at this exact point. You can do yours now. Swap places.
Seamless.
Thank you, Glenn. John Briley, business partner, hi. Former manager of me.
Still manager of you.
Still manager of me, let's be honest. Robot that runs our shows. Can we just play the... we got my dad for Christmas. We got him one of those Amazon...
That's a hell of a present.
We got an Amazon Echo for him. Right. And it's really good. And it knows everything you ask it. So whenever we asked it a question and it gave us the right answer, I'd just stand in the corner going... So I think we should just play the Terminator music for John. We should just have some kind of film of John just walking through lakes and then coming back up the other side, invincible. John Briley, what has been your favourite... I mean, it's different for us guys because we're not wrestlers. Glenn commentates and I ring announce, but for you, I'm going to make the category slightly different. So your favourite Progress match of the year, what is it? Let's see if he chooses the same as you. That'd be interesting. Your favourite Progress match of the year?
silence can be edited.
The silence can. I'm not going to edit it out. People think that's what you are.
It would be weirder if.
It would be brilliant if you only communicated with beeps and clicks.
Can I choose two?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? My podcast.
Greedy. Riots versus War Machine Tornado Tag from Chapter 34.
In Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mambo versus Robinson from Brixton.
Would you love that match?
I do.
It's a great.
I think it's. For what it is and what it needed to achieve and being kind of a classic good guy, bad guy matchup, I think it was great.
Yeah. I still love people that people think that that match wasn't planned on being on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Still get people going, oh, you did well to improvise after Sebastian got injured.
Because what happened is we improvised 100 custom printed beach balls.
We definitely didn't, that's what we did. We definitely didn't tech that and have people all around the building.
Your favourite non-progress match of the year?
Do you know what would be even better if he picks the same one as me?
Your favourite non-progress match of the year?
Styles versus Cena from SummerSlam?
No. No, he went different. No. He picked, between him, his two matches he picked were 10 minutes long for both of them combined. Can you now guess what two matches he picked?
But not progress.
So one progress, one non-progress, and combined, the combined running time of the two matches bell to bell is less than 10 minutes. See, I know the answer.
We've only had one short one this year, I think. So Trent versus Rampage.
No.
More recent.
More recent
than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Riddle versus Ospreay.
Give him a clue. Jim Cornette.
Riddle versus Ospreay.
Right.
And
well, that was 8 minutes.
Yeah. From WWE.
So what was my still, WWE match?
Still only against the 10 minutes.
It was the main event of a pay per view.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
Shit, I love short wrestling.
Yeah, mine would be Styles Cena or Styles Nakamura from Wrestle Kingdom.
Nice. A little fist bump at the end.
Yeah.
Well, Wrestle Kingdom next week, isn't it?
Really? It is.
And your favourite non-wrestling thing, anything, could be something you've done, could be a film you've seen, anything of 2016.
My favourite non-wrestling thing from the year was Christmas Day with my family.
Aww.
Because nice. First time that we went to my sister's, rather than one of our parents.
Mm.
And it took all day, and she messed up the timings on Christmas Day.
Did you go to?
No. And there was no TV, so all we did, we just sat around and chatted and played games, me and my parents and Helena and Hannah.
Mm.
And it was great.
Excellent.
Just remembered I got married this year.
That wasn't yours. Yours is hanging out with Vern Troyer and not getting married. Spending a lot of time with a little person.
Sorry, Kate.
Thanks, guys. So, I'm joined by B. Priestley. I'm asking the same questions I've asked everyone else. Your favourite match of 2016 that you were actually in?
That would have to be myself as Tony Storm at Progress Chapter 40 in Sheffield.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Who lost their eyelashes? Was it you or Tony?
No, that was Tony. I didn't wear them that time. I forgot them.
I picked them up.
I saw the photo. I was like, that's Tony.
I found weird things in the ring before, but like finding eyelashes was like, oh, this is weird. But it was an excellent match. And obviously, it's from our point of view as promoters, you've got to win over a whole new, because it's new, a new city as well.
Yeah,
so you've got to show them the right way of women's wrestling. I think the guys did a great job. So.
And I got a streamer as well. So I was like, oh, I get one streamer, exciting.
I always get hit in the head with streamers, which I'm not great at getting out of the way. We need to give genuine streamer coaching lessons.
Yeah.
Because we're not great at throwing them in this country.
I think people do it on purpose now, though. They generally try to kill people with streamers.
Deliberately bad streamer throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
It's a gimmick, isn't it?
your favourite match can be anywhere. Your favourite match that you've watched all year in 2016?
I do like Yoshida. So I think I'm going to be biased with this and probably say World's Best of Super Juniors match.
Yes, it's a perfect acceptable answer.
Not Best of Super Juniors, his championship match with Kushida.
Yeah,
his debut. Well, that was very good. It's probably the first time which I've seen actual really, really good storytelling with I'm joking. No, but I really enjoyed that match.
I did. I remember
feeling like a proud bigger brother.
Yeah.
For him, because obviously he's wrestled for us since we started, and then seeing that was just like.
And he did it like he's wore his Chris Travis ties as well, yeah, and that was wonderful. Nice. And now I've started doing the Kimura a lot because I love Kushida so much.
Yeah, this is definitely acceptable.
Yes.
Final question: something non-wrestling that you've enjoyed in 2016? Could be anything. Could be a film. Can be something you've done. Can be music. Can be anything at all. Sticks out from 2016.
Well, this was for wrestling, but we went. Me and Will went to LA for PWG, and just the holiday around it was quite good.
Yeah. It's not a bad holiday, is
no,
it? When you've been paid, when what he's been paid to be there as well, it's quite nice.
We went to Gold's Gym with like Pete Dunne and Marty and Andrews and everyone as well. So that was exciting in Haskins. So it's very nice to just get out there. We met a whole bunch of nice people as well. So.
PWG people seem very nice. It seemed that we would get on very well with them.
Yeah. It was very nice.
I know there's a crossover with fans as well, because every now and again I'll get someone in LA tweet me going, "Look, progress." It's like, oh, PWG.
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your
Thank you very much, Jim.
Right then, I am joined in our tiny little office by Progress champion Pete Dunne. Hello.
All right, mate. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. You've not had a bad 2016, have you? It's gone a bit nuts.
But like, it's been a great year, but the last half of the year especially, even the last month, it just seems to be speeding up more and more as we go.
It's just gone. For example, so when you're at the WWE UK press conference thing, so there's a picture of you and Trent Seven either side of Triple H. Now imagine going back to January this year and going, "Hey Pete, this is happening."
So this time last year, I hadn't even started doing the Bruiserweight thing.
Whoa,
that hadn't
really?
Even happened yet. Like, I'd kind of done it in China as a joke.
Yeah.
And then Andy Quilden from RevPro had saw it and I guess thought that was a thing I was doing.
Right.
I said, "Oh, I love the Bruiserweight stuff. I want to bring you in." And that was in the January. That was mid-January. So I hadn't even done RevPro yet. I hadn't been back to Progress yet since Chapter 13,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it was a fair while.
So obviously I hadn't done PWG, I was miles away from that, and I was thinking a contract would be years away, or anything WWE related would be years away, and now like I feel like I'm getting towards all of that, or have already done some of that, you know.
And just to remind people, how old are you again, Pete?
Turned 23 in November.
Yeah, so like you really have got everything ahead of you at the minute, which is
crazy.
And it's you know, character stuff aside, like, we're dead pleased for your progress. I'm dead pleased for you because you're a nice lad. And you've always been super awesome for us. So
thanks, man.
It's good stuff. So I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked everybody else today. Your favourite match of 2016 that you were actually in.
Okay.
Your favourite match of 2016. Can be from anywhere. What
was it? Okay, there's two of them. There's either me versus Wild Boar versus Eddie Dennis from Attack in Cardiff. It was like the end of a story we'd built up for felt like 2 years even. It was since Mark went to TNA basically.
Wow.
And we'd built it that whole way, and just it was our first time in Walkabout in Cardiff, which is a big step up for us, and it just felt really special, and like we'd beat the hell out of each other, and it was just we probably went a bit too far at times, but it was we were all super into it and happy with it in the end. The other one, less so happy with exactly how the match came out. Like, it was fine, but I feel we can still do better. But just the fact that me and Mark got to wrestle each other at PWG,
sure,
that's full circle. You know, I had my first match against him, and like, that's
no
like,
way, that's so cool.
I'd had like trainee shows and stuff, but my first match in front of an audience that wasn't that, like a paying audience, I guess, was against Mark in a field in Coventry in front of like 10 people. I was in a tiger mask.
That's amazing.
So that was like full circle. Like, we watched PWG for years and stuff, and sort of bonded over that stuff, PWG and Chikara and stuff. And
exactly,
we went to Chikara together, we did that together. So
it's the same reason that Progress exists, is me and John watching a PWG DVD. And like, so last year, well this year rather, to see so many guys who work for us in
and
PWG's,
I can tell you from being there, the crowd, like pretty much the whole crowd will watch Progress. They watch Progress, RevPro, ICW.
I need to go there. Yeah. I really need to find an excuse
like,
to go there.
Both me and Haskins, the first time we went, were like, no one here is going to know who we were. And we got great reactions, and we were like, oh, a few people know. This last time I went, I got one of the better receptions of the night, I think. Everyone was saying they couldn't believe it. So, again, every time I go there, I'm like, no one knows who I am. But after I speak to every person, they're like, I love this match you had in Progress. I love this match you did for RevPro.
Oh, amazing.
So.
But also as well, I think you've got your head screwed on, you're quite humble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, away from character, you know, and that's why so many people are putting trust in you at the minute is because you're a decent lad as well. Your favourite match you've watched this year that you weren't in?
I think it's got to be that Marty versus Will match from Your Call for RevPro. Oh, yeah. The one that broke the internet.
It did break the internet a little bit.
Because that was, again, one of those matches that, like, I can't really remember that much that happened in it or anything like that. It was just the fact that on a show that was stacked with imports and stuff like that, it was the two British lads were out there absolutely killing it and made such an impact throughout the whole of wrestling because of it.
Yeah.
And that's like that, again, going back to the start of the year where British wrestling was at, it was doing well, but where it is now, being like leading the way on the indies, that match was probably a big part of it, especially what those two have done the whole way. But that felt like that was the one that put on the map, you know. So that one was special to watch.
Yeah. And finally, just something you've enjoyed in 2016. Nothing to do with wrestling. Can be music, can be films, can be something you've done. Anything else about 2016 that you've enjoyed?
Just all the travelling, man. Just travelling with my mates, and I'm the best time of my life. The thought of moving on to America or doing any of that stuff, like, it's kind of like, I don't want this stuff to end yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I want to do that stuff, is what I've always wanted to do. But at the same time, I'm just having the best time ever right now, travelling with all my friends. And, like, there's a good crew of us now coming out the Midlands and travelling together all the time. Like, Travis Banks from New Zealand as well, from the car too. And, like, just been, like, the best year ever. Not even professional stuff aside, that's been wicked. But just in terms of hanging out with my mates, seeing them every weekend, doing killer shows, not the social clubs anymore, do you know what I mean? So it's been a good laugh.
I've had this, because you know there's been a lot of people this week going, 2016 is the worst year ever. Mm-mm. And I've been going, well, hang on a minute. So I've had a good year comedy-wise. My wrestling company's done great. We sold out Brixton Academy. I had a baby. Yeah. 2016's fine with me.
Every time I see that, it was ridiculous, because it has been the best year ever. Like, everything, you know. Career wise, life wise, it's just been wicked. I hope 2017 carries on.
Fingers crossed, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Marty Skirl.
Hello.
I say this to a lot of people. 2016's been all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not been my worst years, that's for sure.
What was your worst year?
Let's not go down that right now.
It's a really morbid route.
I was going to say, let's start on a high. Yeah, 2016's been a pleasant year. Not for celebrities, apparently.
But, no. So I've just been having this discussion that, I've had people repeatedly tell me that 2016's a terrible year. I've had a lovely year.
Yeah, I thought that as well. I was like, I didn't want to keep going on about how great 2016 was.
A really nice year. Thanks
it's like, much. I know I'm a villain, but that's just, yeah. No, this year's been good. It's been a good fun year. But the wrestling scene in general is just kind of exploded. I think more has happened in the year 2016 for wrestling than it has in the last 5 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's insane. So, I mean, obviously being a wrestler involved in it, you know, things are going to happen.
Which means there's going to be five times as much stuff happened in 2017.
Right.
We can't and keep up.
Five times the wages, hopefully, would be nice.
Interview's over. your favourite match of 2016 that you were actually a part of? So, anything that sticks out?
Yeah, cool. There's been a lot of them. That's a lot of matches, Jesus. I guess the obvious ones, the ones that the people that talk about. actually from Progress, me and Chris Hero from Manchester.
Which is one of my favourite matches ever.
Which I've still never watched. I'm not big into watching matches back.
Yeah. What I'd recommend you do.
Well, I hate really. I hate looking at myself. I hate listening to myself. And I hate critiquing my work and thinking, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. So I'm just terrible for it. Like, I can't watch. Like, sometimes I've watched match back, like, watches a match back, and I've been like, I'm just going to quit. I hate myself so much.
It makes you feel any better. I hate watching
you, mate. Yeah, we go, yeah. I was waiting for that, yeah. So me and Hero, and I think that was the first time me and Hero really ever wrestled. So that was a good fun. It was nice that people enjoyed that match. And that's kind of my style of match as well. It's funny, a lot of wrestlers, they like wrestling short matches or multi-man matches or TV-style matches. For some reason, I'm an idiot and I like to do long singles matches.
You like to do half an hour matches where you get leathered for it.
Yes. Yeah. So that was one of them. Another half an hour match, me and Will Ospreay from the Rev Pro show in York Hall at the start of the year. Again, because that just kind of set the tone for the rest of the year. That kind of got people talking and, you know, that was kind of half an hour. Anytime you got half an hour, so things like those matches are cool, but there's loads of like different moments and matches. Like myself, just a few weeks ago, myself and Zach wrestled 40 minutes in PWG in LA. Again, like, even if the matches aren't, you know, the best match I've had all year, just different moments from it. So that was cool because it was like, I'd flown 12 hours there. I was jet lagged, everything else, tired at the end of the year. But then it's like, two British guys main eventing American show, and a match that can't really happen in many promotions, and it's happening there, and then wrestling 40 minutes in that heat. It's just like stuff like that. Teaming up with wrestling Rey Mysterio at the start of the year, really random show, but like wrestling Rey Mysterio, the match is cool, but like it was like me, Jimmy, Havoc, Nick Aldis, one of my best friends, against like Zach, who's obviously one of my best mates, and then Ospreay, who obviously I know really well, and Rey Mysterio, like just. Yeah, pretty crazy. But there's a million more matches I could list off, but I can't even think off the top of my head now. It's been a great year, and it's been a good year for, just for good matches for me. As I think, like, people kind of know what to expect when they book, you know, or they bring me into their promotion, so they kind of give me those kind of matches, yeah. You know. Myself and another one, probably one of my favourite matches, if not my favourite, probably myself teaming up with Ospreay against the Young Bucks in Leicester for Ring of Honor,
yeah,
which is just insane and just so much fun. So, but yeah, there's been a lot of matches and a lot of great moments. But yeah, off the top of my head, there'd be the obvious ones.
Not a bad list, is it?
Hey, well, there was one actually at the WrestleMania weekend. It was myself, Will Ospreay, and Tommy End against TJ Perkins, Johnny Gargano, and Kota Ibushi, which was just absolutely mental. Yes. So that was fun.
Just wrestled Will.
And that was my third match that day. And I just wrestled Will as well, which is always an experience. So loads of crazy matches, you know. It's that's what I'm all about, is having those crazy matches. And yeah, people, you know, give me the thumbs up. It's good fun.
So what's your favourite match of the year that you weren't in? So your favourite match of the year that you've watched?
Ooh, good question. You really hit me on the spot. I know you said earlier you're going to interview me, but I'm so curious. Let me think. What's been good this year?
Glenn's answer was Goldberg against
Lesnar.
Lesnar, see it coming.
Yeah.
And then you and Jimmy Havoc recreated it.
What?
At the start of a match.
Jimmy speared me twice, yeah. I don't. Oh, do you know what? That's a.
But I don't know. So I do 250 gigs a year.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, I mean, I do watch stuff. I watch stuff all the time. I'm trying to. I can't even think. Honestly, top of my head, it was probably a Chris Hero match. Chances are it was a Chris Hero match. You know what? I'm going to pass. I can't think. I think everyone's rubbish, apparently. I only like myself. I named loads for me and nothing for anyone else. Screw them all.
Final question. Anything non-wrestling in 2016 that you've really enjoyed? Be it a film, something you've done with your life, anything in particular in 2016 non-wrestling?
Well, I'm moving into my own place in a few weeks.
That's all right.
So I sorted that out. So we have wrestling to thank for that, you know.
Cheers, wrestling.
Yeah. People often say like, oh, you know, like, you shouldn't do this if you're a heel, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, I've got lots of money. I've got my own place now, so shut up. You know what I mean? there was a big moment in my life this year. a really big moment for me, which I'm not going to discuss on here, but it was such a big moment. I got a tattoo, which is on my leg here, which it says, everybody's free to wear sunscreen.
And the Baz Luhrmann
song. Right. It's actually a lecture previous to that. It was turned into a song. But the free is kind of highlighted because after this event in this year, I felt free. So that was a big moment for me. And when I got that tattoo, I was like, yeah, it's really... My life's progressively got better since. Again, I won't go into details, but so that was a big moment for me. So that toe means a lot to me, even though it's not like the most, you know. It's because it says
it's right above your Californian bear tattoo. Right before you and Mark Andrews both got.
That's like the bag. It's well, actually, funny enough, actually. So myself and Mark Andrews got the California bear in LA at the Battle of Los Angeles 2015. This one I happened to get just after Battle of Los Angeles 2016.
Nice.
Just timing. So I guess if I'm in next year's, then we'll go there. And then if I do loads, we'll just multiply up my leg.
Yeah, the closer it gets to your knee, mate.
Yeah.
I'm just going to warn you now about how much that will hurt.
Well, I was going to ask you, I'm kind of into the idea of getting the word Andy tattooed on the bottom of my foot. Obviously as a reference to...
It's a toy story.
Right. And I had
not,
this idea...
Not Andy Boy Simmons.
Not, no. I mean, we could double up and say it's for Andy Simmons. No, probably not. But...
Solely your foot.
Yeah,
so many tattoo artists won't do it.
I heard that.
It's
yeah,
really painful.
Well,
I can find one, right. But only if I'm allowed to film it.
Right? No, I had the idea as a, like a like young teenager. So I'm always going to get Andy down the bottom of my foot. But all I've ever been told is that it's very painful.
Yeah, it's if you're a tattoo artist listening to Tuesday Night Jaw, just tweet me and Marty, and we'll there set this up.
Yeah.
And we'll film it, a million YouTube hits.
Yeah, there we go.
It's essentially
viral.
Recreating Jackass.
But I'm a jackass. Yeah, I probably never had a wrestle again.
Why is he walking so far? He's selling that foot, though, isn't he?
Yes, he must really like Toy Story, yeah.
Right, go on, bugger off and have a good 2017.
Awesome, thanks, Jeff. Cheers, Jeff, appreciate it, thank you.
My next interviewee is Paz, Mark Parry.
Ooh.
Progress referee.
Yeah.
Not good counter. You're fine at counting, aren't you? Let's clear this up.
I can count. It was a one-time thing that just...
Where the crowd counting ahead of you,
yeah.
Which, for the record, I hate.
Yeah.
The crowd counting ahead of you actually confused you,
yeah.
And you counted wrong.
Yeah, yeah. They counted seven, and then instead of me counting seven, I counted eight.
So what's happened here is, if you hadn't have done that, that chant wouldn't be a thing.
It's not my fault. It happened before me. It was going before me. It's not my fault.
So, Paz, as not an actual wrestler but a referee, mm-hmm. Your questions have changed slightly. So, in 2016, mm-hmm. what was your favourite match that you refereed? Can be anywhere, doesn't have to be in progress, but your favourite match you refereed in 2016?
Mike Bird versus Wild Boar in an Iron Man match for Pro Wrestling Chaos. Purely because Mike Bird and Wild Boar are two phenomenal wrestlers who got to go out for half an hour with me in the ring, and to have a crowd much like the Progress fans that were well into it, it just paid off watching Boar win the championship.
So Chaos in Bristol, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
Bristol based.
And they're both good lads as well.
Oh, they're amazing.
You know, both, Mike Bird less limited.
Yeah.
But Wild Boar's had plenty of stuff for us. And, yeah. You know, good lads.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Second time today. Wild Boars come up in people's answers.
Mm-hmm.
Your favourite match that you've watched in 2016?
Tommy, Mark and Marty at Brixton, just purely because it was an awesome match and it was at Brixton and it meant so much to a lot of people.
Meant a lot to me.
Well, it was phenomenal.
It was just like, oh God. And also, obviously, spoilers if you've not seen it yet, the pop for
yeah.
James Haddock
yeah.
returning was pretty
yeah,
right.
And taking three really stiff umbrella shots from Marty.
Yeah.
Oh, they were horrible.
And finally, something in 2016 you've enjoyed that isn't wrestling. Can be a film, can be music, can be a video game, can be anything.
Oh, something that I've enjoyed that isn't wrestling.
You made it sound
yeah, like
there is nothing.
There is nothing. I don't do what, like the only other thing I do is I race radio control cars. And
which I used to do when I was young.
Yes, and I won a couple of championships this year, and that's probably the highlight of non-wrestling.
What do you drive?
It's an F2, it's called. It's a different
what scale.
112.
Electric?
Yes.
See, I remember this.
Yeah, see, look, it's nice. It's this indoor oval. So.
Oh, an oval?
Yeah.
I used to do indoor, but
carpet on the but
yeah
not
circuits
ovals.
Yeah, yeah. No, see, I can't do that.
I've actually said to my missus going to get a remote control car and she has gone no, in the same way you're not allowed a drone.
Oh, see, I've got both, so I've got a drone you can have.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, since we've ended on a wonderful note, so,
I genuinely have. It's about this big, it's got a camera on it, you can have it because I can't sell it, no one will buy it. So spare batteries, spare props, everything.
Why will no one buy it?
Just nobody wants it. You can have it. Genuinely, the next Progress show, I will bring it and you can have it.
Oh, you see, it's a shame this is the mystery show because what could have happened if we could have got a free drone?
Oh, who could have done my idea?
It's only tiny.
He like, genuinely had an idea.
It's only a tiny one and it's got a memory card, but you have to watch it back on a laptop. There's no screen, but you can have it.
Oh, I didn't even want that.
Just wants to be able to fly one.
Yeah, no, I've got one. You can like it. You can change it into two modes. It's got like a stunt mode, so when you flick forward, it does rolls, or it rolls to the side, or you can just have it normally fly.
You genuinely wanted to have Vanguard 2.
Genuinely, you can have it.
They haven't fucking copyrighted it, have they? It's just a drone. Make up your own minds about what's it called.
No, I've got one you can have. I'll bring it to my Progress show.
Amazing. Well, cheers, pal.
There you go, no worries.
Good lad. Thanks.
All right.
I'm now joined by one of my favourite wrestlers and one of my favourite humans. Mark Haskins.
Mate, you don't just have to say that because I'm sat here.
No, mate, I mean it. I mean it. You're a lovely, lovely man.
I like you too.
Thanks. So 2016 was, on one hand, huge year for you, and then towards the end of it, you had to have a bit of a hiatus because of your injury, right. Which is, for our fans, still, well, obviously the way you came back to the ring, put the belt down in the ring, left, I came backstage, and then everyone lost their minds. Because we didn't realise, because we were back here, we didn't realise how much chaos was out there right. when you did that, because people didn't know what was going on until we obviously explained it the next day. So, what I think is interesting about you is this year you went from being another dude on our roster to someone who everyone had felt they had an emotional connection to, and it happened when you won the Smash title. You saw the crowd went nuts for it, and then when you won the title in Brixton, the crowd went nuts for it, and then when you had to abandon the title, the crowd were gutted because they, you know, everyone won this amazing connection with it. So it's been, I suppose, up until probably like October, it was a great year, and then it's probably been a bit tricky with you being injured for the last couple of months, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been kind of lucky in the sense of the timing of the injury was at a point where I was feeling pretty like, I mean, I felt a bit beat up anyway, obviously, because of it, but also as well, like, just mentally, like, worn out, because it had been that fucking hectic, you know, yeah. Like, it's been a crazy 2 years. Like, the last time I was injured was maybe 2 years ago, and I came back then on the premise of retiring, and then suddenly, like, I've had the most successful 2 years of my career, and it's been mental, and I'm still here, you know, like, yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's been insane. Like, and during my time off, like, I've, you know, had Christmas, I got two kids, you know, I've seen my son in his first ever, you know, nativity play and that.
Which I saw, you were selling merch at the interval.
I was Jack Haskins t-shirts.
Your tattoo of him is amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man.
If you could explain for the listeners what the tattoo is.
Basically, I got a tattoo on my arm of my son holding a T-Rex, and he's smiling, and he's got the biggest smile on his face. And the reason why he's smiling like that is because I have my tattoo artist who did the front of my arm, which is a picture of my daughter walking through some woods. She really wanted to draw a dinosaur. Like, Jack loves dinosaurs. She wanted a picture of him smiling. So the easiest thing that I did was pick up this dinosaur, hand it to him, and I started making fart noises, which he found hilarious. And that's how he got to smile. So now it's printed on my arm for the rest of time. So.
But no, it's nice to have knowing that your tattoos mean a lot to you as well. It's nice, do you know what I mean? Right. A lot of my tattoos look stupid, but they do nearly all mean something quite good.
Right.
Not the Ron Burgundy portrait. Most of the other ones do. So, 2016, big old year for you. What was your favourite match of 2016 that you were involved in?
I don't remember having a match which I didn't look back on and love right afterwards. Like, I had a ton of matches, and I don't know, like, it's been a whirlwind.
So, but it's nice that you enjoy it, because there's some wrestlers who come, like, I think it's the pessimist optimist thing. So, like, I do it as a comedian. There's plenty of comedians who come off stage and go, that was brilliant. I come off stage every time going, well, that bit didn't work.
Right.
Even if for 19 minutes to 20 minutes people are applauding everything that I do, it's the 1 minute where they're not that I think about. And I think you're an optimist in this. But if you're saying you've come back and...
But I know up until a couple of years ago, you weren't necessarily enjoying wrestling as much as you.
No, I fucking hated myself. I hated it, like everything. Like I look back at like the earlier days of my life, and pretty much from the years of 18 till I was maybe, I don't know, like 25, 26, I near enough hated every day. Like, I mean, there were cool moments during those times, which like I look back on with, you know, fond of memories and that, but there was a lot of situations going on in my life which I hated, and I put so much pressure on myself as well. Like, you know,
you're a very different person to when we first met you at Progress.
Dude, absolutely. Like yeah, I hope so, because I hated who I was back then. So
didn't want to say, mate.
You were a proper dickhead, mate. Like, but now you're okay. Yeah, but yeah, no, like I put so much pressure on myself to succeed, like, because this is all I've ever wanted. Like, I went through the horrible training process I did of like I had like no social life for like maybe 6 years or so, like something ridiculous, like, because all I wanted to do was wrestle. So like I was, you know, I saw people occasionally, but I didn't have like a social life. Like you know, I was always in the gym or trying to work to pay the bills to keep a roof over my head in the city that I hated living in, so I could keep on training. And you know, is yeah, like I'm a country boy. Like I'm from the countryside. Like you step out the back of the house where I grew up, and it's just fields for miles on end. And I never wanted to live in a city, and just I don't know, like, you know, whatever. But I hated a lot of my earlier life. So like, you know, I think you guys met me when everything was building to a point where I was, you know, I just kind of lost my mind essentially.
You even sat me down at one point, like. I think it was at Glenn's 30th birthday party was when we first sort of started socialising outside of wrestling a little bit.
Yeah.
And I remember you and your wife, Vicky, were there, and you, one of the first things you said to me was, sorry if you've ever thought I was a dick.
Yeah.
But you, and I went, I didn't really, but like, the thing is being backstage at a wrestling show is there always, we're quite lucky in Progress, but there's not too much in the way of ego and stuff like that, but there's always a delicate balance of ego and people wanting to make sure that they're noticed, and there is the competitive nature of everyone wants to get be spotted and go on to the next big thing. So yeah. I get that. It's the same backstage at a comedy gig, so I understand it. But you were never that much of a nightmare. But the difference in you in the last couple of years is, and one of the reasons that, I mean, we told people that obviously you're out hurt at the minute, but we have you backstage at our shows is because we like having you around, as well as the fact that you're great at helping people work their matches out.
I thought it was just because I don't go away. I just keep just turning
we
up.
We like having you here. So, you know.
Oh, thank you, mate. I appreciate it. I love being here as well. Like, I'm glad that I've had a few shows where I can just chill out and just watch a show, because like I genuinely mean it. Like, I love being at Progress. I love sitting at the back and watching. Like, I'm happy when my match is on in the second half, because it means I can just sit behind the curtain and watch the first half, and then
I have walked backstage to see you cross-legged sat next to the curtain.
Yeah.
And certain people have always done that. You've always done it. Tommy End used to do it all the time as well.
Right.
And it's good to see.
Progress captures the essence of wrestling, which I fell in love with when I became a fan. Like, I feel it has that, you know, that rock and wrestling connection. There's such enthusiasm, there's passion, like, from everyone involved, and I think that was the first thing that I really noticed the difference with working for you guys, is that everybody was passionate about it. And you don't get that with every promotion, you know, like, but with you guys, from, you know, the top to the bottom to everywhere, like, you know, from promoters to wrestlers to fans to referees to auxiliary role people to camera people, everybody loved it. And that came at a time in my life where everything that I was doing was for the greater picture. Do you know, like, you know, I mean, earlier on in my career, like I said, like, I hated living in Portsmouth, but I lived there because it had the best training facility. When I went to Japan, like, you know, I appreciated the opportunity. I made a lot of friends there, but there was, like, also on the flip side, there was a lot of cabin fever, and, you know, like, you kind of miss home and that. And then, you know, TNA happened, and I won't say anything else about that. And it felt like everything that I'd done in wrestling at that point hadn't been what I wanted to achieve. And furthermore, like, because I was investing so much emotionally, physically, mentally, and everything in it at that point, like, it was frustrating for
to see guys who were coming along after me or whatever, who I knew hadn't had, like, the, you know, had to pay the same dues that I'd paid, who were making it, and that was, I think, at that time, like, a bit of pill to swallow, you know, like, I thought, like, oh, well, once I get over this, like, and I get to that next level, like, that'll be when things take off for me, and, like, it just never happens. So it got to a point where, towards the end of 2013 is when, I think I reached my, like, pinnacle of being a massive prick. And then, like, I remember, like, it was Christmas that year.
Job Riley just walked in the room and is nodding.
Yeah, I totally, like, I think 2013, like, and this is the other weird thing I've noticed as well. Anytime that I've been, like, bitterly depressed in my life, I've dyed my hair black, right? So if you see me with black hair, shit's bad. And just stay away, because it's terrible. But during that time, I was just so frustrated because I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. It reached that point, and I think I got ridiculously drunk one night and just, like, vented all of my feelings into a message on my notes on my phone. And I wrote it, and I read it back to myself. I was like, I really am a prick. Like, I'm just... And from that point on, I was fine. Like, you know, I got beat up. I was fucking battered, and I took some time away at the end of 2014. I was like, oh, I'll just come back and, like, you know, just pick up a few paydays, and because I'm broke now, and, like, and then you know, I'll retire and I'll do the retirement tour. And, like, my last match was going to be with Rampage for you guys. I was like, that no DQ match with Rampage round. I was like, I want to see the feud out with Ollie, and then I'll tell you guys. I was like, can I grab the mic after the match and just be like, that's my last match tonight, guys, like, take care, see you all later. And then by the time it got to that point, I was like, yeah, you guys are running Download in June. I want to go. Like, maybe I'll stick about, and I guess to Download, and I'm like loving it again. And John's like, oh, you might, you know, be winning the Thunder Bastard next month. I'm like, well, I might stick around till then. And then here we are, like, 2 years later, and now I'm like, I love wrestling. Like, this is amazing. It's the best thing ever. And, like, yeah. So it's been a whirlwind time, man. But
two more little questions for you. Number one. What's your favourite match this year that you've watched that you weren't in? Could be anyone.
Oh, shit. What's happened this year? I don't know. Like,
this is an interesting thing. Every wrestler I've asked this question to has gone, I've got a big list of things I've enjoyed that I've involved in, but I can't think of anything straight away that I've watched. And I think it's just that. It's like with me not watching stand-up. I think it's... You still watch the matches at the shows because you want to pick things up.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard... It's hard to pick out one match when you're around so much wrestling.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Dude, like, the thing for me as well is, like, I'm involved now not because I feel I need to be, but because I want to be.
Yeah.
And that's a big change I feel personally for me. Like, I and everybody's so good now. Like, I genuinely believe that we have some of the best talents in the world. Like, not just for Brits, but in the world. Like, I never expected the British scene to be where it is now. And every show is stacked because you've got so many ridiculously good guys. So, like, it's easy to kind of get lost in that, and, like, when you sit and watch something. Like, I, you know, like we were saying a minute ago, like, I try and watch as much of every show as I can. And there's been so much good stuff, and it's so easy as well when you see so many good, talented guys just to kind of get lost and enjoy that moment. You know, yeah. Like, I don't want to watch things back on DVD. On, or, you know, on demand, progress on demand. Yeah,
thank you. Demand-progress.com.
But, do you know what I mean? Like, I like to just be a part of that moment. You know, like, I will say as much as this is that Marty and Will from Your Call earlier this year,
a lot of people said,
was insane. Mm. And I didn't get to watch it because I was getting ready for my match, which they were on last before intermission, and straight after intermission. I had this, like, Ring of Honor World title match or something, you know, like, with Jay Lethal, one of the best wrestlers ever, you know. But, like, and coming out of that, like, I felt like our match didn't get as big a reaction because, like, Marty and Will, like, stole the show. But, like, I didn't feel bitter about that at all. Like, I felt fucking great because I was like, you got a show with guys who are Ring of Honor World champ, or, like, this import here or this import there, or you've got AJ Styles in the main event or whatever. And the guys that stole the show were two British guys, right? Like, how fucking awesome was that? And I watched the match back, like, afterwards, and I was like, that was insane. I was glad that I missed it. And, you know, like, I'm super fucking pumped for them to be doing everything that they've been doing because they're kind of like that next level of, like, touring match that's been going around and showing everybody what they've done. I genuinely can't think of any matches off the top of my head that have stood out above others, you know, that I've
super loved. And this is the thing I'm always keen to point out on this podcast is whilst I'm biased towards progress, my company,
right.
But
like British wrestling is hot. Not just it's not just us. It's down to companies like Rev Pro putting great shows on that are different to our shows, and ICW putting great shows on. And it's important to encourage people to go and see those things, because you know there's people who, when I started my podcast, didn't know who Progress were, but they knew my podcast. They listened to the podcast because Scroobius Pippin Buster.
Right.
So it's like stuff like that, pointing people in that direction. So you know, see stuff like that is great. Last question. Nothing to do with wrestling. Is there anything in particular that stuck out in 2016 that you enjoyed? Can be a film, can be music, can be a video game, can be something you've done in your private life. Is there anything in particular?
Oh, you're opening up a fucking can of worms now.
Aren't I know.
Private life. What have you enjoyed? Yeah, but like I said, like I've suffered however many concussions now. Like memory of a sieve. I don't remember. Like you know what I mean, it's just been like it's been a great year, and I feel shitty that everybody else has hated it. Because
I've been saying the same thing all day. It's like, why? I had a son. My football team won the Premier League, and my wrestling company's done all right. I had a fucking belting year,
dude. It's been insane. It's been like one of the best years ever. Like, there's been so much cool shit. Like, awesome wrestling shows. Just, dude, like everything I've been involved with, I've loved. I can't think of, like, once again, I can't think of anything that really stood out as like the number one thing. Like one moment I did enjoy, I took my son Jack on a road trip with me, and I put him in the front seat, and as I got into the car, he just said, "Dad." I was like, "Yeah." I looked at him, he's like, "I'm a bad motherfucker." And I didn't, what do you say in that situation? I just looked at him and I was like, "I believe you." And then we start driving,
getting the wallet from Pulp Fiction with it.
Dude, like, yeah,
Jack's birthday present, absolutely. thank you, Mark. May you be on the road to recovery, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll see you in 2017.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Cheers, dude.
Safe.
Okay, that was that. Thank you to everybody who took the time to have a little chat with me. Some people, a couple of minutes. Some people, like Mark Haskins, a little bit longer, because you just can't stop Mark talking, and that's wonderful. I'm going to do a full episode with Mark Haskins at some point, because he's genuinely one of my favourite people. I think it'd be great to have a more detailed chat with him. Likewise, Marty Skull, Pete Dunne, everybody else that we featured. We'll probably get the full treatment at some point. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Tuesday Night Jaw throughout 2016. We only started in April. We've done really, really well so far. We want to keep doing well, so keep recommending this to people. Keep supporting. Keep getting involved. Just tweeting me and saying you're enjoying it. Makes me know that people are listening. It makes me want to work even harder to give you a podcast that you guys can enjoy every single week. Got some cool guests lined up this year as well that we'll have a chat to, plus various roundtables and little weird tangents we'll go off on. So hopefully it'll be a great 2017. Don't forget jimsmallman.com/TNJ to point people in my direction, at jimsmallman on Twitter. Listen to everything on Scroobius Pip's wonderful Distraction Pieces network, including the Distraction Pieces podcast, which is his. The Stop and Search podcast and the Say Why to Drugs podcast are both great as well, and helping me write something at the minute, both of those podcasts. So get involved in those, listen to those, subscribe, rate, review, do all that gubbins. And you know what? I might have some merch soon as well, if you're on board with that. You on board with that? You're on board with that. If there's any merch in particular you want, let me know, at Jim Spallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw. But we'll sort something out. I've got some ideas. I like merch. I'm wearing wrestling merch now, to no one's surprise. It's a Tommaso Ciampa t-shirt. It's very pleasant. It's from Pro Wrestling Tees. So have a lovely 2017. I'll see you next week, I think, for the Wrestle Kingdom roundtable discussion. In the meantime, have a lovely week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the podcast in 2016. And let's have an awesome 2017, eh? All right. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.